And mad. Amen. I got mad this week one evening. My wife will testify that. Amen. It took a little while. Smooth atmosphere. I wasn't mad at her. I was just mad at the situation. And I felt like throwing a rock through a window. Amen, Brother Todd. I told him that one time. He bought me a mug of Ernest T. Bass and put some rocks in it. Amen. That's right. You ever feel like that? Sometimes you do, you know. But you know what? It ain't going to change the situation. You just have to pay for the window. Amen. That's right. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Amen. That don't change. Brother Shank said that tonight. You ain't going to change that. That's the same all the time. Amen to God, son. Amen. I feel good in my spirit. I feel like I could chop a tree. Amen. Preaching. I mean, just feel that way. But I'm glad that God of heaven's faithful. Amen. Bless the Lord for it. Thank God if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be tonight? Amen. I was reading that this day about how he's not left Israel. He made a covenant with the physical people. But the covenant of the Israel of God is a spiritual kingdom, spiritual people. And the sand of the sea was without number, and that was the nation of earthly people. But the stars, praise God, is the heavenly people. Amen. And it's by faith in Abraham. I mean, by faith in God, then Abraham had that faith, which he's the father, you know, I mean, he's talking about Abraham's faith. It's counted to him for righteousness. Everything, listen to me, everybody that ever got saved by faith. It's not by works of righteous. It's not by the works of man. It's by faith. Man never acts upon nothing he don't hear. That's right. You've got to hear it before you act upon it. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, what about obedience? Well, it's faith and obedience comes from faith. That's right. Amen. You wouldn't do it if you didn't believe it. Yeah. Amen. That's right. God said to offer up a lamb. They had to do that. That was something that God told them they had to do. Well, it's by faith they offered it up in obedience to God. Amen. Faith is the way, friend. Amen. That's the way God still blesses people. What you believe and what I believe is what we do. And that's right. Amen. Luke 17 tonight. Luke 17. I'm glad to be in the house of God. Amen. The Bible said, and this has been on my mind today, and I asked Sister Pat to sing that song because I was going to preach on a little bit of this. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. It's always a picture of a sinner. A leper is a picture of a sinner. The leprosy on that sinner is a picture of my friend's sin. In them days, leprosy was bad. And leprosy was a skin disease, or them things that popped up that showed red spots and all the kind of things. And, you know, some people got so bad with leprosy that they'd lose limbs. I mean, they'd lose teeth. They'd lose all kind of things because of leprosy. And it's always a picture of sin. Sin will always, my friend, defile you. It's always, they had to say, I'm unclean. Amen. They could not approach nobody. Anything they touched was defiled. Everything about a leper, wasn't nothing good about a leper. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you this, ain't nothing good about sin tonight. Sin will defile you. Sin will damn you. It's sin. It's the reason tonight, friend, that men are going to hell because of sin. The Bible said the Holy Ghost come to convict men of sin because they believe not on Christ. That was the convicting and convincing work that God done in everybody's heart in this place that was lost without God. He convicted you. He convinced you, amen, of what your condition was. They were lepers, friend. I don't know how much, you know, I mean, if they had a spot of leprosy, they was declared a leper. But you look at some of the pictures. Amen. I look back at some pictures of Bible day leprosy, and I mean their whole face and everywhere that was covered with leprosy. And I mean, they had my friend, even some of their fingers come off because of leprosy, and all the things that sins ever did, it's defiled mankind. It's took him away from God. What separated man between God and him was sin. That's the whole thing. What Christ died for, he died for sin. He died for sin. Can I say this? Amen. He became sin. He wasn't a sinner, but he
became sin. He died for sin. He took our sin. Everything was laid on him. I know you've heard this, but it's worth hearing. Amen. And no, thank God that he laid on him the iniquity of us all. So he became that. He became sin. Amen. That's what the Bible teaches, that Jesus became, amen, sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him by faith. And it's the way God set it up. These lepers, amen, the Bible said they were in a certain village here. They come and stood afar off, picture of Gentiles too. We as afar off outside the covenant. A covenant wasn't given to us. Covenant was given to Israel. Amen. The wall was breaking down. God broke the wall down. That means everybody has an access this tonight to God. It's not just the Jew. Amen. Everybody, when the wall's breaking down, then everybody can enter in. You're your own priest tonight. You don't have to go to the priest. Amen. You go to God. Amen. You are your priest. You can enter right into that place. God says you can come in tonight. That's a blessing. Friend, listen. Hey, God, they couldn't do that in the Old Testament. They had to have a man go in for them. Amen. But it never would atone for sin. It would only cover it for, or atone for it for a year. Never took it away. Thank God. But listen, when Jesus died, thank God, the veil was rent. It opened it up for every man that was a believer. Amen. To come right into God through his son. We have access through his son tonight. Amen. Friend, you're standing on good ground tonight if you're saved, because you have this privilege of prayer. You have this privilege to approach God. Amen. You have a privilege to come to him and get forgiveness. Amen. Listen, and have fellowship and live for God. That's a blessing. Thank God tonight, friend. How would it be if we could never go in? If I had to go to Chris or Janny or anybody and say, would you go to God for me and get my sin forgiven? It won't work, friend, because there ain't a man can. There's one mediator between God and me and the man Christ Jesus. Amen. The system, praise God, the Old Testament only pointed to Christ, who was to come. Thank God he fulfilled the law. Amen. Listen, he touched a leper, praise God. The law said you can't touch a leper and come out clean, praise God, but he did. Amen. Thank God he is, praise God, the one. Brother, listen. Amen. When this man was touched, amen, the Bible said here, amen, he lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Amen. They didn't say we're not that bad. They said we're needing mercy. Amen. If a man ever gets right with God, he'll know he needs mercy. I need mercy. You need mercy. We need the pity of God on us. We need compassion. Thank God we defiled. We're no good. Thank God I need healing. Amen. I need the mercy of God on me tonight. And brethren, he's the only one give it. And we don't have it unless he gives mercy to us. Amen. That's right. I'll give mercy on whom I'll have mercy. Amen. But listen, if you'll cry from your heart, God ain't going to turn a man away. He's got a broken heart and wanting mercy. Amen. Never seen him do it. Never seen Jesus Christ ever turn a sinner away that saw their self a sinner and needed mercy. Amen. Never have. Amen. I never knew I was a sinner till the Holy Ghost let me know how bad I was, how sinful I was. Amen. That's why you wrestle with yourself, because you think you're better than you really are. And there's a process sometimes to bring a man to the very end and know there's only hope in Christ. And that's the only hope you have tonight is in Christ, because you're a sinner. Thank God you're alienated from God. You're afar off. Amen. You don't have no way to God unless he invites you. Ain't God to cause you. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, they came where he is at. Ain't God has said, have mercy. He came there. But they did cry for mercy. And if you want God to help you tonight, you're going to look to him for mercy. Amen. That's right. If you don't think you need mercy, then you're in bad shape. Amen. I need mercy every day I live. His mercies are new every morning. I need, thank God, his mercy. I need his compassion. Thank God, I know he knows I'm weak. He knows I'm but flesh. He knows I still fail him. Amen. Thank God, but I'm telling you this. Brother, you can get mercy. Amen. He's a merciful God. His mercy endure forever. Amen. They cried for mercy. Amen. Listen, I like the way they approached him. I read another place, that one leper said, if thou wilt, thou canst. I preached that one time in revival, and they about threw me out on my head. Amen. I said, God don't have to give it to you. He said, if thou wilt. if thou wilt. That's right. A lot of people think they're going to wait on God, you know, to get saved. You don't get saved until God saves you. Amen. Somebody said, I'll get saved later. No, you won't. You'll get saved when God calls you. You don't get saved unless he calls you. You're not going to get saved where you want to. He'll get saved where he saves you. Amen. That's right. He'll say, well, I'm not going to go to an altar. Listen, friend. The altar don't have no salvation power. But the obedience to God does. Somebody said, well, I have to go there to pray. If you say you want, you will. You got to be willing to do anything he tells you. Amen. He told the rich ruler, he said, go sell what thou have, give the poor, and come follow me. That was the stipulation. One thing thou lackest. And he didn't have it. Amen. He lacked it. And brethren, he would not sell what he had. And brethren, listen, they said to Cain, if thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted. They did not do it. He told them something they couldn't do without the mercy of God. And I'm telling you this tonight, there ain't an individual sinner can save theirself. He cannot be saved unless God saves him. But God's got to get him in that place that he's completely stripped of everything he's trusted in, and he cast himself at the feet of Christ, and born into the family of God by the submission unto the very righteousness of Jesus Christ, and he saved you by grace through faith, and made you a new creature. And Brother Shank, we didn't know how to get that. All we did is say, Lord, have mercy. Amen. It don't matter what you prayed, you're still praying for mercy. No matter what the words you prayed, God be merciful to me, the sinner, the man said in Luke 18. He said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. And when you get to that place in your life and empty out, thank God, your old self-righteousness and religion and everything else you trusted in, thank God, false professions, quit making professions. Amen. Let God do the work inside you. Amen. The profession don't save you. A profession don't save me. Amen. Salvation saves me. And Jesus is salvation. And if you ever get it, thank God, you'll be glad you did. Amen. I never regretted one day God ever saved me. That's the best thing ever happened. That's the best thing that's happening to me tonight. Amen. It's real. It's alive. Thank God. Amen. Salvation is a living life. Amen. It's him living in me. He is life. And in him, thank God, is life. Amen. He gives life. Amen. Everlasting life. And if he ever comes and moves in on you, thank God, it'll be there when you die. Amen. And it'll be there, thank God, after you die. Amen. That's right, praise God. Notice this, hear what he said. He said this, he said, he looked up and said, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. That was the Old Testament ceremony. The priest is the one that said you're a leper. And the priest is the one that said you're clear from leprosy. So he said, you go see the priest. Amen. Notice this here, I like what, and it came to pass that as they went, they acted upon the obedience of his word. And as they went, the Bible said, amen, they were cleansed. When they started to go, they were cleansed. I mean, they didn't even have to go to the priest. They just had to obey what he said. Amen. Listen, when they began to go, thank God, they seen that they were cleansed. Amen. Well, where are the nine tonight? Let me give you my thought on it. I believe the nine, brethren, listen. Amen. Still went down to the priest to get the ceremony. For him to tell them they were clean, amen. But the one man didn't go to the religious man. He went to the Lord, amen. I'm telling you, are you hearing me tonight? There's still people wanting to go to get religion and get approval of a man, amen. But I'm telling you, thank God the other man went and bowed at the feet of the Lord and give him thanks, amen. And Jesus knew that's where he ought to be in. That's why he said, where's the other nine? Amen. Where is the other nine tonight? They're playing religion, amen. They're at the priest's house. I'm at my Savior's house. I'm where he's at. He's my priest tonight. I'm the priest of God because he made me that. I can come to him tonight. Thank God I'm at his feet. I ain't worried about nothing else. Amen. That's right. That's the problem in this day. Amen. They want to go and get the, amen, approval of man. You ain't going to get the approval of man because he can't give it to you. God have mercy on you and me. What will brother so-and-so think? It don't matter. If you're at liberty with God, amen. Notice this, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, verse 15, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. That killed the Baptist, a loud voice. Amen, thank God. He said, glory to God. I'm healed. Amen. When's the last time you got happy about what God done for you? Joy is running low in this day. That's right, low. You know why? Because you ain't living in the Spirit. God have mercy on us all. If we live in the Spirit, there'll be a fruit of the Spirit manifest in our life. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Everything about joy, thank God, is gladness of heart from the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not, my friend, thank God, just based off happenings. It's based off glorifying God. Amen. Thank God every once in a while. Hallelujah. Y'all shout, Brother Danny. Amen. 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 Everybody ought to once in a while. That's a loud voice. People don't like loud voices. Amen. In the church. Amen. Somebody, I've had a lot of people tell me I preach too loud. Amen. I said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, sometimes we get a little loud in here. That's good. I like it. As long as we know what we're saying. Amen. That's right. As long as we glorifying God with our voice, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. You think we're going to go to heaven, it's going to be quiet. Well, it might be a sacred time. Thank God of who he is and stand in awe and see the crucified Lord, the resurrected Christ, and stand there, praise God in awe, and not say nothing, but amen, give thanks in our heart. But praise God, there's going to be some praise in God. Amen. And it ain't going to be silent praise neither. Amen. It ain't going to be you shaking your head. You might shake it, but there's something coming out. Hey, God, are you your mouth when you get there. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you, glory to God. I can't imagine. I tell you, I want to see him, glory to God. I want to see the one, thank God, that died for my sin, rose again, and lift my voice up and say, glory to God. He's a worthy lamb. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we do it here? I mean, why don't we do it here? We loaded down with cares of this life. He said, how can you, thank God, be a soldier of God and be entangled with the cares of this life? How can you worship him? Amen. And your mind's on everything else. I tell you, friend, we got a problem in this day. Amen. I'll tell you, I pray to God. It was a good meeting on Sunday. I thank God for both services and the presence of God. I come in tonight, felt a little tightness, you know. Amen. Thank God, I got a little beagle in me. Amen. Amen. They know sniff out the rabbit. Amen. Out there, friend, I can come in senses. Amen. A little tired. I don't know if you're tired. Amen. If you are, I understand that. We're flesh. Amen. I don't know if you had a bad day. Sometimes we have them. But, brother, and I'm telling you, when you come through them doors, if you ain't right, or if you got things in your life, amen, that's really bother you, thank God, just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to leave that out here. I come to meet with you, amen, because that's what I come for, amen. I don't want to cheat you on preaching. I don't want to not be what God wants me to be. I want to give everything I got. I want to praise him for who he is. I want to worship with the glory to God. I know one day in heaven everybody will be perfect. There'll be no flesh, human flesh. Amen, we'll take on a body like unto him, and we'll all gather around the throne of God, and we'll worship him, praise the Lord, and to be for eternity, amen. I'm telling you what a day that'll be. Hey, hey, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. Amen. I'm telling you one thing, brethren, amen, I still want to get a little warm up here, and praise God, know who I'm preaching about, and enjoy the rest of God. The man said he glorified God, amen. That's what he said. Praise God, the loud voice, amen. That's right. Praise God. If you got a loud voice, you're going to scare some people. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's a loud voice. People say you cry loud. Amen. Spare not. Listen to what he said here. I'm going on. He fell down on his face. I mean, he got down on his face. There's always a picture of worship in the Bible. It's prostrate before God. The wise men fell on their face before the Lord. Look through the Bible. When they worship God, they fell on their face. They got prostrate before God. Worship's from the heart. Praise is from the lips. It comes from the heart. Praise is an expression of true worship from the heart to the Father, the Son. Amen. Thank God for they worthy of that. Amen. The Son of God is worthy of your praise. And listen, it comes from the heart. If you worship him, it's going to come out. Amen. That's right, brother. And there's things that's emotionally moving. Amen. I know some people don't have as much emotion as others. Amen. That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the Holy Ghost stirring in you because it's him that does it. And every once in a while, thank God, there's going to be some tears that come out of your eyes. There's going to be some praise that comes from your lips and hands. Lift up your hands. David said in the sanctuary, I lifted up my hands. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Thank God this man here fell on his face. Amen. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. It's what problem with me. It's problem with everybody. According to where your heart is. According to whether your heart's hard or soft. Amen. According to whether your spirit's hooked up or not. We can go through religious games every Sunday and one, two, three, and go back to the house and we'll say we had a good meeting and we ain't honest. We did have a good day Sunday. Sometimes it ain't as good. Amen. It ain't God's fault. Amen. It's just people going through a religious routine. That's right. This man here didn't have no routine but just fall on his face and get God thanks. Amen. He wasn't asked to come, amen, to do it. He just done it. He said, giving him thanks. I'm gonna say this tonight. There's an opposite side to thanks, and it's unthankfulness. That's an opposite side, boys. You can grumble, God knows our heart anyway. That's what murmuring is. It's just plain out grumbling. Amen. I'm guilty as a dog about it sometimes. And I tell you, God told me, amen, to be thankful about everything in the book of God. And he said, listen, he said, he fell at his face at his feet, giving him thanks. I mean, we're to thank God. That's right. Amen. All things are of God, Brother Jonathan. And we're to give God thanks. If we're not thankful, we're unthankful. Amen. Listen, we don't get everything we want. God didn't set it up like that. I believe they did sing tonight to thank God. They said the potter, hey, God is the power over the clay. I don't have a vote in that. I don't tell God how to do me. That's God's business. All things are of God. Tonight, the writer Paul said, and he said, whatever comes in your life, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. He didn't say for everything, but in everything, give thanks. Hey, man, if you can live in a thankful heart, you can please God. The reason the Israelites were overthrown in the wilderness because they was ingratitude. They weren't thankful. They weren't murmured. And they got overthrown in the wilderness. And that's why, amen to God, and a lot of them didn't ever go any further because they were unthankful in their own heart tonight, amen. That's right. And you know what? You can take anybody for granted. You can take your wife for granted. You can take your husband for granted. You can take your preacher for granted. You can take church members for granted. It don't matter who it is. You can take them for granted. You can say, hey, amen, this is what you say. Well, Hyatt does it all the time. He can do it again. Amen. That's exactly right. That's the way people look at it. A preacher will get up and do his thing. I'll shake his hand and go back to the house. And that ain't worth 2 cents. Amen. You need to put some application through your own heart. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you this. You don't hear the truth. You know why God moves in a meeting? Because there's people pulling with the preaching and the singing when people get up. Hey, not entertaining you, thank God, that you have to put $10 in the plate to hear them sing. It's a blessing. You're granted a grace tonight. You could be in a liberal church. You could be in a place tonight, friend. Amen. Where people don't love one another. Where there's a bunch of, thank God, confusion and everything else. And God saw fit to touch you and let you get around where God's at and save you, because he wouldn't have saved you if you hadn't been. And the Holy Ghost was faithful. Amen. And he's still faithful. And brother, I got something to thank you for tonight. And I'm thankful tonight for the Holy Ghost that showed me Christ. Amen. That's right. Every man that preaches, I'm thankful. If he preaches the word of God, I'm thankful that I get to hear it. I mean, brother, listen, we just take this thing for granted. We've heard the word. We're so gospel full. You go down to the buffet, you can eat every bit you can. That's one reason I don't go to them. We went down there to that one and didn't. Amen. Brother, we went down there and they had fatback meat and streaking meat. And I tell you what, I just loaded my gut up. I mean, I did. I was sick when we left. And my wife said, I told her, don't let me come back. That's what I said. I didn't think I was going to make it home. I thought I was going to throw up. Amen. I mean, I ate, brother. Listen. Amen. I just got everything I wanted. I went and got 2 or 3 desserts. I mean, I paid $11.50. So why don't I eat everything I can? Amen. I've been in the Golden Corral before. Amen. Eat 4 or 5 pieces of chicken. Amen. Why? I was hungry for it and I wanted it. I didn't have to eat that much, but praise God, how many people ever come down to the house of God and when somebody's singing, they get full of it? And when a man of God's preaching, they get full of it? Amen. You know why they don't? They ain't hungry. Amen. If you go hungry, thank God sometimes. When I went to them buffets, I wouldn't eat nothing until I went. I'd go the whole day. I'd eat maybe a cookie in the morning. Amen. Drank an orange juice at lunch. Well, when I got there, thank God, I was going to fill her up. In fact, Jesus, that's a truth. The Bible said he ate till they were filled. They ate as much fish and bread as they wanted to, till they was plumb full. Amen. I don't know how they got, amen. But I know that's what it says in the Bible, and they still had some left over, amen. And brother, I'm telling you, I ain't eat all what's on that bar. Amen, I don't, brother, and I get what I want. Somebody said, try this. No, I know what works. I'm eating that, amen. That's the way I eat, praise God. I ain't looking for casseroles. I'm looking for fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, amen, streaking meat, fatback meat, amen, gravy, amen, all that. Praise God. That's just me, brother. Listen, ain't God. A lot of people's like that in the church. They won't eat unless they like the song, amen. They won't eat unless they like the preaching, amen. Brother, listen, open your mouth, thank God. Let the Holy Ghost feed you. It'd be a, you'll grow a little bit and get bigger, amen, spiritually. If you just eat, amen, I'm telling you, thank God. The problem with the church today is I ain't hungry for nothing, amen. I don't even know why some people come. Would you go to a restaurant and sit at the table and they say, what you want? Don't want nothing. Can you bring me a glass of water? I've seen that before at restaurants. Me and my wife seen it. I mean, I've seen this old fella got, thank God they pulled up beside us one day at a restaurant. Hey, man, he ordered all this big food and his wife's sitting over there. She didn't make an order. Hey, man, and she drank a glass of water. Hey, man, I don't know if he told her that's all she could have. Hey, man, but that's what she did. And that man, brother, he ate everything on his plate, didn't offer her nothing. Hey, man, and I thought, wonder why that woman ain't eating. Hey, man, he never talked to her. She just sat there and looked at him eat. Hey, man, I tell you, that's the way a lot of church people, amen. They don't never say nothing. They sit there while somebody else eat. I mean, if you get plugged in, I'm going to eat with you. I'm telling you that. Unless, brother, I need to repent a lot. Amen. Because if I got any in me, I'm going to eat with you. And I'm going to tell you, anybody gets stirred up in here, I'm going to eat with you. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God we to get thanks. Amen. And you're not going to get thanks unless you're thankful. Amen. That old hypocritical thanksgiving. Amen. Boys, I'm telling you, we bad about it. We got more hypocrisy than what we want to admit. Amen. Thank God. I thank God for it. Amen. I ate a couple of little chicken tenders. That's all I have for supper. And fries. Tea. Amen. Thank God I ate two sausage biscuits. Amen. So why'd you go get two sausages? Well, they're the cheapest on the menu. And I like fat. I like pig. My grandma said, I like the pig, honey. I like the pig. I said, Nanny, you're gonna die if you keep eating the pig. She said, honey, I'm going to ride the pig. I'm going to get him. Amen. So we went over there. She had sausage. Amen. She lived till she's 85. That's pretty good. Amen. Amen. That's right, buddy. But I'll tell you what she ate. Some of y'all look malnutrition. You ain't eat much. Amen. Barley exercise profit a little. That's why I don't do a little, but a little. The doctor said, how many times a week you exercise? I said, three. He said, you do? I said, yeah. At least 20 minutes or more. I didn't tell him it's preaching, but I'm doing more here than I do it on the treadmill. Amen. That's right, praise God. Amen. He watched me. I said, here, watch this. This is why I'm exercising. I showed him it. And he said, boy, I'm going to get that. When I get home, me and my youngin's going to watch it. I said, that'll be all right. Amen. 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 Listen, friend. I mean, why don't we love God and joy in him? Why don't we give him thanks and bow at his feet? I mean, we so dadgum stiff, I don't know. Praise God, sometimes we ain't the Methodists, amen. That man said yesterday there at the shop, amen. He said, there's the only difference between Methodists and Baptists here. And I ain't going to say everything he said, amen. But he said, one difference is one of them can read and the other can't, amen. I said, that's probably right. There ain't many people reading much, amen. But I'm telling you this, brethren, are you hearing me? Thank God you'll eat what you're hungry for. And if you're a bunch of flesh and that's all you want, that's what you're going to eat. That's why people stay on them games over past midnight. Couldn't read their Bible 10 minutes, but they'll play Pac-Man. I guess that's the day I was in. I don't know what in the world they're playing now. Shooting people and everything else. Amen. I remember that Pac-Man game come out. Amen. That other than that little thing you put on television, you bowl and hit golf and everything else. Amen. Levi, he was little then. He'd throw that bone ball and hit about a 300. I was doing all I could to get 100. Amen. But I found the trick out. Amen. Yeah. That's right. So I played that, wore the carpet out for about 3 months. After that, we ain't played it since. Amen. That's about the way life is because there's no fulfillment in it. Everything's vanity but God. It don't matter. Listen, I could listen tonight. You could get as much money as you want and it still would not satisfy your heart. You could have the most pleasure. Listen, you could go riding a boat, friend, on a yacht. Amen. Catch the biggest sailfish and come back, show the picture, and in 2 weeks, amen, you ain't satisfied. Amen. You all doing looking at the picture on the wall, that don't mean nothing to nobody else but you, amen. And that's just the way life is. Amen. Everybody's not, listen, I would to God tonight, everybody just get what I'm preaching, that if a man will ever learn to get at the feet of Christ and worship him and praise him and bow to him and love him, thank God, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like it. That's where life is, amen. Go do something for somebody. That's where life is. God have mercy. Your bank account ain't going to be there when you die. It'll be there for somebody else. Amen. I ain't saying you ought not have a little money, thank God, you got to pay your bills. Praise God. Let's get her all up, boys. And then he said, well, whose will they be then? I'm going to build me a big old barn, boys. He said, well, whose will they be then, thou fool? Because tonight your soul's called. All these people, this pound of, this man here, I listen, can I tell you this? Far as I know, this man didn't have nothing. He didn't have a dime. I mean, could you imagine a leper? He didn't have a dime. He couldn't go around nobody. He was outside the camp. He couldn't fellowship with nobody. That's just the way a sinner is. He can't fellowship with God's people because he ain't got the Holy Ghost. He's got sin in his life. He's got to get the sin out. A saved man's got to get the sin out. But brother, and I'm telling you this, that leper didn't have a dime, Brother Danny. Me and you talked about these things, Brother Danny. Amen. Thank God. You told me when you said, he told me, he said, when I pass away, amen, you know what he's leaving? He's leaving a heritage. But there's his daughter right back there. Amen. That's a heritage. Him grandchildren's a heritage. He's leaving behind a testimony. He ain't got millions of dollars you're going to fight over unless his uncle give it to him. And we don't know about it. Amen. Amen. Praise God, son. He said, I'm going to buy you breakfast. That's what he said. I said, appreciate that. Amen. Praise God. He, what's people so caught up in this world for? That's why they can't worship God. There's too much affection here. You know what I'm saying? This man here had nothing, but he felt the feet of Christ and give thanks. I got to go on. I'm about through here. And he said, one of them, when he saw it, ain't God turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell on his face. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus actually said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? Where's them other nine people? Where's them other nine that were clean? This stranger, this Samaritan, is back here giving me thanks, and there's nine, probably Jews. Where are they at? That's 10%. One out of 10. And notice what there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. He got deeper, thank God, in cleansing of the leprosy. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And I'll tell you something tonight. God wants you to give him thanks. It wouldn't bother me one bit if everybody in this church every Sunday said, preacher, I just want to thank God for being saved. I want to thank God for his blessings on my life. You know what I told him, fellas, we was talking to us, you know, sometimes you don't have a message. You don't understand it, but sometimes you don't have a message. And this is the way it happens. Aaron, you get up and you know what you say? So I'm going to thank God for saving me. And all of a sudden you feel that little spring start to get up. And then you stay out there and I thank God for my good wife the Lord's blessed me with. Then your spring gets up a little higher. And all of a sudden you get to thanking God for everything he's done for you. And before you know it, it's shooting up. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost is a patting you on the back and you are helping people. But you'll never help people until you open your mouth and make praise to God. Amen. A church that's silent is a church, brother, that needs to wake up and be spoke up. I said this before, I thank God for the presence of the Holy Ghost, but I don't want no dead people. They need to be made alive. Amen. You don't like dead, do you? Amen. Let the dead bury their dead. Amen. If somebody's dead, they dead. Old Benson Galloway, he called me today. His mother-in-law was at the doctor's, had a little to check up, and he's an undertaker. He preacher too. He told me the other day, he said, I want to tell you that I go pick up them people. He said, I'm the first one to pick them up and the last one to let them down. That's pretty good, ain't it? That'll help a man pick you up and let you down. Last one to do it. Amen. And that old track said, thank God you might tie your shoes in this morning. But the undertaker might untie him tonight. Nobody don't think about death. You don't think about that. Let me give you something. I'm through. I mean it. You better do everything you can while you got breath on this side. You can come in here, slouch around, look at me like I'm crazy. But I'm going to tell you, every once in a while, you ought to say amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Buddy, I'm telling you, praise God, you ought to testify once in a while. Amen. I'm telling you what, thank God, I'm glad Brother Robert did. Amen. I sent them pictures out today. Y'all, Miss Diane sent me that picture about Brother Robert. And buddy, I'm going to tell you what, Brother Todd, that man loved God. And I'm going to tell you what, he wasn't ashamed of God. It didn't matter where he was at. And I'm going to tell you, you better do it on this side. You better do it while you can. Tonight might be my last night. I told the old boy yesterday, I said, I'll be married 40 years this year if I live. He said, if you live, I said, yeah, you can die tonight. You got to give it all while you got it. Amen. That's right. Don't bring me. Don't. If I die tonight, there ain't no need to bring a flower and throw it on my grave. Amen. Keep your money. That's right. I don't know it. Amen. That comforts your heart and satisfies your heart. Go ahead and do it. Amen. Thank God I bought my wife flowers the other day. She said that's the first time I bought her some. Brother Shank, we kind of got on that little trip there, and I thought, well, maybe the Lord touched my heart about it. And I said, Lord, I thought I'm going to buy her some flowers. I didn't do it for about 2 days. And then the Holy Ghost said, I told you to buy her flowers. I called a flower basket and said, send about a dozen carnations down there to her. Amen. That's right. Old blooming carnations look good. Pink and white. Shocked her to death. Amen. Hey, folks, can I listen? Can you hear me? Well, you don't live at one time. You better live for God and enjoy life. Amen. I know we're going to go through trials, troubles. Jeremy, you're going to go through trials and troubles. It don't matter who they are. Everybody goes through the storms. Everybody goes through the waves beating on the boat and everything else. I don't know that anybody's exempt from that. Everybody has failures in their life. I wrote my mom a little Mother's Day card and made a little cross stick at her mother. You know, said she made time for me. She overshadowed me, took care of me, held me. I said, what can I put for that E? I put endured me. I ended up good, though. I said, raise me right. Made me taught me manners and respect. And you know, Brother Keith, this honest truth, my raising is more relevant now to me than it was 10 years ago. I think back more now. You know, the older you get, your memory's more back yonder than it is now. That's why somebody said, what did you have for supper yesterday? And you don't remember. But I remember that fat back meats, you know, about a year ago down there at the restaurant. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm going to tell you something. You better give it all to God and you better give him thanks. That man, give him thanks. Jesus said, where's the nine? If you'd come in this house of God and want to give Jesus thanks and worship him and thank God meet him, we could have old time meeting. Are you thankful tonight? You been murmuring, complaining? Didn't like what somebody done to you? Didn't like the gas lines like I didn't? I guarantee you murmured there. I did. I said, this sorry mess. I called John. I said, I don't know if I can get this truck filled up. I need that truck filled up. I said, well, I was riding on the road. I said, Lord, I got to get this truck filled up. I saw this line, about 8 cars. I pulled in behind it. I said, let's wait here. And all of a sudden, people started moving these other lines. You got to be on the side of the gas tanks on. And I got up there. It said, premium only. I said, I'm going to fill her up. I'm going to give him a receipt. You know, I mean, it's his truck. $74 worth. Amen. He said, I'm just glad it's full. Thank God we can take him motors now. Amen. I murmured. I ought to thank God that I could get gas. I ought to thank God. My wife got in there and I said, you get any gas? She said, yeah, I just pulled in there and people moved out of line. I pulled right up there and got it. God have mercy. That's the spiritual one right there in the Hyatt family. Amen. Amen. She asked him. She said, I asked God, I needed the gas. And thank God when we went back by there, it wasn't even no gas. Amen. He said, ask and you shall receive. Give him thanks. If you get to thanking God, you can have great joy in your heart. As you sit around murmuring and grumble all the time, you ain't going to get no joy out of that. And you know what you're going to feel? You're going to feel disgusted about your own self and what's within you. In everything, give thanks. Appreciate and love you. Let's stand tonight.